Have you ever noticed that when you attempt something new that it takes a little bit longer to take in the process of what's going on? And then as time goes on, you become more proficient. Well, it's the same way with your faith walk. At first, everything seems really hot. At first, everything seems so overwhelming. Reading God's Word, praying, being discipled, going to church, not just on Sunday morning, but these real fanatics that show up on Wednesday night and get together during the week. What are they expecting out of me? And then as you mature in your knowledge of the Father, it no longer seems challenging. It becomes ordinary. In fact, when you miss out on time with God and with others of faith, you really feel miserable. I don't think there's enough of us feeling miserable here today. The more of us should have a stronger desire to want to be with each other, spend time with one another. Don't worry if you're not quite there yet. As the lyrics of the lovely song go, it gets sweeter as the days go by. That work that has just begun in you as you become a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ, it takes some time to get used to that. But as you incorporate more of Jesus into your life, your relationship with Him and with the Father will just become sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. At first, when we receive God's love and grace demonstrated, it's me, isn't it? Do I need to move this down a little? I'm trying to lapel mic today. I think my head bobs around too much for that. Bobblehead. At first, when we receive knowledge of God's love and grace demonstrated through Christ's sacrifice and accepted as truth, we're exhilarated that we have been forgiven of our sins and everything is glorious and wonderful. Amen? And then begins that process of preparation, understanding what this new life in Christ is all about and what's required of me after I've received so much from God. Title of today's message, Looking Forward, Patient Preparation. Loving Heavenly Father, not the words of man, but may your words be listened to this morning. Teach us what you would desire for us to learn today. By the power of your word, infusing into our hearts and our minds, in Jesus' name. Amen. James chapter 5. Yeah, there is another book in the Bible besides Psalm 15. I just turned the page and it's amazing all the things that were in there. James chapter 5 verses 7 and 8. Would you read this together with me, please? Brothers, be patient until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You must also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's coming is near. Now, children, let me address you this morning. And no, I don't mean God's children. I mean the children that are in church here this morning. I want to give you some instructions, okay? Normally, being that this is Family Sunday, we'd have you come up and we'd have a family message for you, just for the kids. However, you were given out a folder this morning. Everybody have a folder? Let me see it. Kids, raise up your folders. That's a folder, not a hand, Kyra. A folder, hand. Folder, hand. Raise up your folders. Okay, inside those folders, there are some crayons, and there's a couple of pieces of paper. Now, what I would like you to do is take out one of those pieces of paper And you're going to draw me a picture today. Okay? The first part of your picture, which will begin at the bottom of your page, and you can figure out what the bottom is. But at the bottom of your page, I'd like you to draw a heart. Y'all love to draw hearts, right? All right, so draw a heart. And then put a seed in it. And parents, I know how much fun it is to draw, but if you can please refrain and let the kids do this, we'd really appreciate that. So draw a heart. Kids, draw a heart with a seed planted in it. And next to the heart, I need you to draw a farmer that stands nearby, okay? A farmer stands next to the heart that has a seed planted in it. You guys work on that, and I'll work on the adults now. Here we go. Your first fill-in, adults, is this. Patience. The answer is patience. And patience is what? I give you a definition here. It's inside your bulletin for those of you that are following along. Patience is what? It's active endurance from opposition, not a passive acceptance. It's also determination or long suffering. Okay? That's what patience is. Kind of makes you wonder, why, Lord, do I want to have patience? Why would I dare pray for such a thing? Well, as you can see, if you pray for patience, you're praying for active endurance from opposition. Now, who wouldn't want that? Because as believers in Christ, we all have opposition. Amen? If you don't know what the name of him is, his name is the devil. Lucifer. Satan. Okay? He's your opposition. And he is against you wanting to live a life completely for Christ. And he'll bring things, trials, tribulations into your life. Sometimes we kind of help him out, though, with some of the decisions that we make in life. Can I hear an amen? Right? But patience is active endurance from opposition, not a passive acceptance. It's also determination or long suffering. How many of you need to be a little more determined in your faith walk with Christ? So as you can see, patience is not a bad thing to pray for, is it? You know, I know that there's that comedian that said, don't ever pray for patience. You'll have to wait a long time for it to come. But as you can see, patience is definitely something different than what the comedian might have thought about. Your next fill-in is this. Going back to our verse, brothers, be patient until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. The farmer here represents first Christ. The farmer here represents Christ. And secondly, the farmer here represents believers. You and me. Because we are sowing the truth about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? So we sow seeds. We sow seeds of faith by the life that we live, in the things that we say, in the things that we watch. And our children are picking it up all the time. Parents, be very, very careful, because your children are watching your behaviors and the things that you accept in life, and they become their values as well. So the farmer here represents Christ and believers. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9. Read that with me, please. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap, because the one who sows to his flesh will reap corruption from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So we must not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. That is patient preparation. It's sowing seeds in people's lives. The seeds of truth about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then it's waiting, like the farmer here waits for the precious fruit of the earth until it receives the early and the late rains. All right, kids, you got your hearts drawn? You got the seeds in the heart? You got the farmer standing next by, next to it? Yes? We all good? I'm not too far ahead of you yet? Okay, here's your next assignment. This is the next thing that you're to draw. You ready? Okay, kids, I want you to draw a tree. But not just any tree, a tree with fruit on it. And its roots coming out of the seed that's in the heart. So the roots of the tree grow out of the seed that's in the heart. And that tree has fruit on it. Not just leaves, but fruit. Got it? So draw a tree whose roots come out of the seed that's in the heart, and that tree produces fruit. Got that so far? Cool. Go with that right now. And I'll keep the adults busy for a minute. Your next fill-in. The precious fruit in this scripture, it represents disciples. The precious fruit represents disciples. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. That precious fruit to Christ is disciples. And what's a disciple? Well, we're going to find out in just a minute. But first, let's read John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32 together, please. Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, you really are my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Right? So that's what a disciple is. It's someone who continues on in the word of God. And that word was made flesh, and his name is Jesus Christ. So if you are a disciple, which is the next fill-in, disciple is a messenger or an ambassador, a lifetime witness to the saving acts of God, specifically the death and resurrection of Jesus. So a disciple is a messenger or an ambassador. Many times we think of it as just being a follower, don't we? But this is someone who's not just a follower, but they are a messenger or an ambassador, someone with a lifetime witness to the saving acts of God, specifically the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You see, many of us think that, hey, all I have to do is accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I agree. To enter into heaven, that's what the Bible says. You believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that He died for your sins. Bottom entry level to get into heaven, right? However, once you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior, then you need to become a follower of His, a disciple. I thought it was really interesting this week. Number one, had a great prayer time on Monday. And if you missed it, it's okay. Please know the church is open to have you come in here and have quiet time with the Lord at the altars anytime during the week, especially when Shirley's here. And Shirley'd really appreciate having the company anyway, because she thinks I'm kind of flighty and in and out of here all the time. But come in and spend some time. In fact, I love the testimony that George shared with me on Wednesday, or not just with me, but with the Wednesday night Bible study. He said that he came in here on Monday and that it was the closest that he has felt to God in a long time. That in his life, and you don't mind me sharing this, do you, George? That in his life, he was just feeling a little bit dry in his faith and in his walk. And he came in here and he had time with the Lord, just he and the Lord. No interaction with anybody else. And he left here, he said, a changed man. And that's what all of us will do. Whenever you take time to just be with the Lord, having the Lord's presence in your life will change you. Can I hear, please hear an amen?
Amen.
You know, and if prayer with God doesn't change you, then you're doing all the talking and you're not doing any listening. Hello. Come on, Pastor, that was kind of a low blow. But we tend to sometimes think that prayer is just all about the words coming out of our mouth, when really prayer is about the words coming out of God's mouth, speaking to us. And we need to take, that's why I think God created us with two ears and one mouth. At least that's what the Holy Spirit named Suzanne tells me all the time. Honey, you've got one mouth, two ears. I need you to shut up and listen for a while to my instructions. And I'm, yes, sweetheart. Because she does it so sweetly and I'm just so unarmed with it, you know? She told me I need to stop picking on her. And I apologize to you, my love, if I pick on you for too much, you know? If anybody else would like to join my side and say, it's not enough. You know, no? Just throw me under the bus. It's all good. Okay. So, children. Hello. Children, you ready? You've drawn the heart with the seed. You've got a tree growing out of that seed. And the tree has fruit on it, right? One more thing I need to have you draw on your picture. I need to have some clouds with some raindrops falling down. Now, that's not too hard to imagine today, right? I thought that was so cool of God to do this, to bring us some rain. But a disciple is a messenger and an ambassador, a lifetime witness to the saving acts of God. What do you think of that definition? That a disciple is a lifetime witness to the saving acts of God. See, none of us are done with our work. Once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the work has just begun, because you are to sow seeds of faith and hope in other people around you. You're to help strengthen their life with the truth that has helped to strengthen you. You're to give them the freedom that you yourself are experiencing because of Jesus Christ. And how many of you know people that are locked up in bondage? I know a few people. And my people know your people. There are a lot of people in our world that are locked up in bondage, and they need to be freed by the truth of God's Word. In fact, if you want a group of people to pray for, especially, that are locked up into bondage and need the truth of God's Word, pray for ISIS. pray for those who are without any conscience taking the life of another person. And you don't even have to belong to ISIS to do that. We see it in our news every day. Pray that the seeds of God's truth would invade their hearts and their minds. Finally, your last fill-in, adults. Disciples are encouraged to strengthen their heart. Disciples are encouraged to strengthen their heart. Word of warning from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. Well, I'll tell you what, Jeremiah is one of the characters in the Old Testament that I would not have wanted to be. He was a man that was burdened for the nation Israel, and he was the one charged by God to bring the good news to them that they were in terrible shape in their relationship with God. He was the one that had to confront them that they, as a nation, were in disobedience to God Almighty. I would not have wanted to be Jeremiah. However, I am a little bit of a Jeremiah because I also preach the truth of God's Word. And sometimes we have to confront things that are in our world. It may not be a whole nation like Israel. It may be a nation like America that has lost its focus on the fact that this nation was established on the truth that there is only one God. In fact, when we pledge the allegiance, we do what? We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, right? One God. Many people want to serve religions. I want to serve a God. And He is the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, there are a lot of people that want to worship other prophets, other people with supposed knowledge of things of this world. But let me tell you what. None of those prophets, none of those people who are exalted in those religions are alive today. But your Lord, Jesus Christ, He is alive. Amen? He not only went to the cross and died for your sins, went with His body to a grave, but He was raised from the dead. And with that, He defeated our last enemy, death. So that, as Paul says, that our last breath of this world is our first breath of heaven. Amen? And if you don't believe that, listen to the words that Jesus spoke to the thief on the cross. The one thief is giving Jesus all sorts of grief. Hey, if you're really the Messiah, then why don't you just take us all off the crosses and let's go have a party? And the other thief says, hey, shut up. We deserve to be here because of the crimes we committed. He doesn't deserve to be there. Jesus, will you please forgive me for the things that brought me to die on a cross? And Jesus said, yeah, as a matter of fact, today you and I are going to be in paradise. Now we all know that they took a body off that cross, right? But what were Jesus' words? Today, you and me, we'll be in paradise. So see, even Jesus tells us that there's this hope that we are anticipating. But while we're anticipating that glorious day when we are transformed from this existence into presence of God, that we are comforted. We are strengthened. And we are called to be farmers who sow the seeds of God's word to one another, to our brothers, our sisters, our family. We are Christ's ambassadors. Well, I just had a couple of kids that just exited, and I hope they come back real soon and they're not raiding the cookies out there. Because I'd really like to have the kids come forward with their artwork. So we're going to have a little show and tell time, right? Hopefully you heard what I was asking you to do. And so now, kids, if you'll please come forward with your artwork and just stand up on the stage up here. There's not going to be any judging. But if you have done your work, there will be reward. Stand up here. Be brave, young people. Are there any adults that want to show their work as well? You can bring it up. Shame the children. Go ahead. Okay. Kyra, show it up real big. Nice, huh? Shane? Nice. Woo-hoo. That's like the rain that's been falling here. Show your picture. You got to show it to them. Nice. Next. We got to see it. There you go. Okay. Move over here. Let these other little ones. Okay. Show us your pictures. All right. All right. Nice. And boys, what about you guys? Whoa. All right. We got some abstract art there. That's nice. A couple of the adults, you want to bring your pictures up and show what you did? No? What do you think, Miss Kim? You think you're going to give them a reward for that? You know what, kids? You'll be able to get a reward for, thank you for listening and for doing that today. That was a lot more fun than just coming up here and being bored by me talking about some silly message, huh? And in the classroom, at the very back by guest services, you're going to meet Miss Kim, and Miss Kim has some rewards, but you got to turn your paper into her, okay? I'm just saying. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate it. Yeah, they're cute as buttons.